Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and comment on today's topic. Or you could just call in and say hello. I don't mind that either. Whatever you want to do is your world. I'm just a squirrel. All right. And again, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. And welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you guys doing in 2016. If you guys are doing well, I hope your gear has been going well so far. Okay. Friday was the big day, right? I don't know what you guys did on Thursday night, but as far as New Year's Eve goes, but I hope you were safe. I hope you did the right thing. I hope you held on to your morals and stayed safe and all this jazz, right? And so what did you guys do on New Year's Eve, or how did New Year's go for you, or what did you do? What were your resolutions? What did you say that you wanted to do for this coming year? What are some of your goals for 2016? Now, before we get into that, today's word of the day is uxorial. Uxorial. Uxorial is spelled U-X-O-R-I-A-L. Uxorial. Uxorial is an adjective, and it means of, relating to, or characteristic of a wife. Of, relating to, or characteristic of a wife. An example is, he watered the plants, cleared aspen leaves and debris from the rock garden, and cut the lawn without any uxorial prompting. without any uxorial prompting, huh? So, uxorial is of, relating to, or characteristic of a wife. And it sounds like just something that the wife would tell you. Anyway, that's your word of the day. Now, today's weather is 35 right now in the ATL. It's sunny. We're looking at a high of 44 today, a low of 19 tonight. And tomorrow, high 43, low 25. Wednesday, high 46, low 36. Thursday, high 55, low 48. So it looks like there's, you know, going to be a pretty decent week with temperatures are starting to fall. And I guess we are going to get into our winter months now, and our winter weather, rather. We're in the winter months, but I guess we'll get into the winter weather now. It's been a really, really mild winter so far. We've only had maybe 15 days or something like that of winter, but it hadn't been cold at all in the ATL. And I think it's coming. You know, hey, regardless of that, we've had a good ride this winter, right? Does that mean that the winter is going to last longer? Or does that mean we're going to have a short winter? And, you know, things go like that. Are we going to have a long winter and slide on into the springtime? Or how are we going to do this? We don't know. Only the man upstairs know how to treat that. Now, let's see. I did the word of the day. I did the weather. How to keep your New Year's resolutions. And so we're going to take a look at the ways to keep your New Year's resolutions without giving up on them. And today is the time to start and try your best to achieve your goals. The reason I say today is because Friday was New Year's Day, okay? And Friday was New Year's Day, and we partied on Thursday night into the New Year's, and then on New Year's Day, because, and I'm saying this because most people have their resolution or weight loss, and it's weight loss, and we ate, at least I did, I know I ate good on Friday, okay, breakfast, had lunch, had a big dinner, and whatever in between, okay, the weekend, you know, is not a time for you to say weight loss, okay? You know, because in you know in the on the weekends, you binge on the weekends, since you binge on the weekends, then today would be the perfect day from the New Year's to start your New Year's resolution. And that's what I'm talking about. That's what we're going to do. Okay. And that's what I'm going to do. So here's the deal. How to keep your New Year's resolutions. A lot of people's New Year's resolutions are also to not only to lose weight, but you may be wanting to save more money. I know I want to save more money this year. Okay, I want to save more money. I did this on last year, but I figured out how much vacation would cost. Once I figured out how much vacation would cost, I mean transportation, place to stay, eating. All right. Once I figured out how much vacation would cost, I started to save each pay period and up to that goal. Once I got to that goal, I was good. Right? But I stopped after that. Okay, once I got to the money that I needed for vacation, I stopped after that. Why did I stop after that? I have no earthly idea. But I should have continued to save. And if I had continued to save, then I would have been able to put that money towards something else towards the end of the year. Maybe Christmas, maybe a different gift for the family or something like that, anything, okay? But I would have been able to save more money and had it towards the end of the year, okay? But I stopped, okay? Once I got my goal, I stopped, and I shouldn't have, all right? So that's something about New Year's resolutions. Once you set a goal for your New Year's resolution, I don't think that you should stop there. I think you should continue to do the things that you've been doing to reach your goal. And actually, if you set your goal a little higher, once you achieve it, set another goal. And that's a great key to, you know, keep going. So I found a great article that has 10 tips to help you keep your New Year's resolutions. Now, this is not only for you. This is also for me. You know, I do things on the show for you, but I also take these things to heart as well. Now, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. If you guys would like to add in some type that you have for keeping your New Year's resolutions or maybe helping us to keep our New Year's resolutions. And this is a great site for you to go to, you know, this says it's called GAIAM Life. GAIAM Life. I don't know. It's a guide to better living. And the website is life.gaiam.com. That's life.gaiam.com. I keep messing up. life.gaiam.com. Okay, that's where I am. And it's you know, it's got several sections on here for living fit, live healthy, live green, live happy, find solutions. And then they got, you can shop. I guess you can buy products on here as well. So these are the 10 tips to help you keep your New Year's resolution. Okay, And it starts off by saying, chances are at some time in your life, you've made a New Year's resolution and then broken it. This year, stop the cycle of resolving to make change and then not following through. If your resolution is to take better care of yourself and get healthy, you will have a much better year if resolution sticks. 10 tips to help you get started. Okay. And again, it says if your resolution is to take better care of yourself and get healthy, which is probably, I guarantee you, over 50% of Americans, this is their resolution. Take better care of themselves and get healthy. And you will have a much better year if your resolution sticks, right? So why don't we do that? Why don't we hold on to our New Year's resolutions? Why don't we stick to what we're trying to do? I don't know. I think we get placing at times, or we start to do other things, and we say, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll get back to it tomorrow. I'll get back to it this weekend. I'll get back to it on Monday. But the number one reason is you have to be realistic. The surest way to fall short of your goal is to make your goal unattainable. For instance, resolving to never eat your favorite food again is setting you up to fail. Instead, strive for a goal that is attainable, such as avoiding it more often than you do now. So you got to be realistic. You know, if you're trying to lose weight and, you know, you say, I'm going to lose 40 pounds by May. Okay. That's, you know, that can be done. But if you hadn't lost weight in several years, then this is not going to happen for you. Okay. Set small goals. Try to do things, set shorter goals or something that you can attain. Do 10 pounds. You say I'm going to lose 10 pounds in 6 weeks or whatever. Okay? Set attainable goals, not something that you can't reach. Okay? Set attainable goals, and that's a big part of this, is be realistic with yourself. Number two, plan ahead. Don't make your resolution on New Year's Eve. If you wait until the last minute, it'll be based on your mindset that particular day. Instead, it should be planned well before December 31st arrives. Well, we can kick that one out the door, because most people start to say that, hey, my New Year's, you know, they do their New Year's resolution on New Year's Eve, right? Number three is outline your plan. Decide how you would deal with the temptation to skip that exercise class or have that piece of cake. This could include calling on a friend for help, practicing positive thinking and self-talk, or reminding yourself how your bad will affect your goal. So, you know, you have to stay conscious of what you're trying to accomplish. The way I used to do, and I don't do it now, I think I should get back to it, is I would put my goal on my mirror in the bathroom. That way, when you get up in the morning, brush your teeth or whatever, you look at that goal. It's on your mirror. You look at yourself in the mirror a few times a day. So if you stick your goal on your mirror, have it right there on your mirror, you'll look at it every day. And that'll help you to stay with what you're trying to accomplish. Okay? That'll help you do it. You know, if you had someone to say, hey, you know, stay with you all the time and say, hey, Frank, don't eat that piece of cake. Don't eat that piece of cake. That's only going to push you further away from your goal. eat this instead. So if you can, if you not only, you know, stay away from that stuff, but you can have something to replace it, then that's fine. Okay? One thing with me, I have a problem with biting my nails. But if I would chew, if I chew a piece of gum, I don't bite my nails when I chew gum. So if someone that knows me knows that, I keep gum a lot of times when I'm at work because that helps me to not bite my fingernails. Number four, make a pros and cons list. Okay, it may help to see a list of items on paper to keep your motivation strong. Develop this list over time and ask others to contribute to it. Keep your list with you and refer to it when you need help keeping your resolve. Okay, so that means pros and cons. You know, what happens, the good stuff, the positive stuff versus the negative stuff. So you need a list of pros and cons as far as what your goal is. Number five, talk about it. Don't keep your resolution a secret. Tell friends and family members who will be there to support your resolve to change yourself for the better or improve your health. The best case scenario is to find a buddy who shares your New Year's resolution and motivate each other. So, if you're going to tell your friends and family what you're doing, what you're trying to accomplish, then somebody's going to say, Frank, I'm doing the same thing. Then if y'all, jive that away, then y'all can get together and kind of keep each other on point. Say, okay, next week I'm going to call you and find out how you're doing with your New Year's resolution. Number six, reward yourself. Okay, this doesn't mean that you can eat an entire box of chocolates if your resolution is to eat a better diet. Instead, celebrate your success by treating yourself to something you enjoy that does not contradict your resolution. If you've been sticking to your promise to eat better, for example, reward yourself with new fitness clothing or by going to a movie with a friend. Okay, now that's a great one right there, because rewarding yourself, again, a lot of people think that rewarding yourself is saying, hey, if you do this all week, then on the weekend, I'm going to do this. You know, we've been talking about, I've been pulling back kind of on drinking. So we were saying that we're not going to drink as much during the week, but we're going to have drinks on the weekend. But not drinking as much during the week and then getting drunk on the weekend, that doesn't work. Okay? So if you slow down from drinking during the week, then on the weekend, keep it down. Keep it down. And you go to a party or whatever, and then that's fine, but keep it down. And if if it's like you and your mate or whatever trying to do this together, which I think is the best way, then they'll be there with you. They can say, hey, we got to slow down on this drinking. Pump the brakes a little bit and back up. Number seven, track your progress. This is heavy duty too. Keep track of each small success. Short-term goals are easy to keep, and each small accomplishment will help keep you motivated. Instead of focusing on losing 30 pounds, focus on losing the first 5. Keep a food journal to help you stay on track and reward yourself for each 5 pounds lost. That's what I said in the beginning. Okay? So, I was talking about having goals that you can't reach, okay? So have attainable goals. Like they said, instead of focusing on losing 30 pounds, focus on losing the first 5. Once you lose that first 5, then you'll feel like I can lose 5 more. Then lose 5 more. then five more. The next thing you know, you've lost your 30 pounds. You know, I had someone to say to me, Frank, how do you eat an elephant? I don't eat elephant, right? I had to take me a swig of coffee. I don't eat elephant, right? So I said, I don't know. How do you eat an elephant? And he said, bite by bite. So that means that you can lose 30 pounds, but you have to lose 30 pounds by focusing on a little bit at a time. Number eight, don't beat yourself up. Okay? Obsessing over the occasional slip won't help you achieve your goal. Do the best you can each day and take one day at a time. That's another very important part of these 10 steps. Number eight, don't beat yourself up. A lot of people get edgy. You know, they want to lose 30 pounds, and they doing all this stuff and exercising and trying to eat right and this and that. Then at the end of the week, you know, maybe you weigh 240. Then at the end of the week, you at 242. And you're like, man, that's crazy. I've been eating right. I've been exercising and everything, and I can gain 2 pounds. Well, that's fine. So you got to continue to do that, because that next week, you can go through that next week, eat right, exercise, and everything. Then at the end of that next week, when you check progress, then the next thing you know, you're at 238. You've lost 4 pounds that week. So if you beat yourself up that week before and pull back or stop doing what you've been doing, that's only going to make your goal that much more out of reach. Number nine, stick to it. Experts say it takes about 21 days for a new activity to become a habit and 6 months for it to become part of your personality. It won't happen overnight. So be persistent and patient. And number nine, as far as sticking to it, that's where the heart of these 10 things. Number nine is the heart of the 10 things is sticking to it. Most people can't stick to what they're trying to accomplish. Okay? And I'm guilty of this too, because, you know, I'll exercise like crazy for a few days, and then I won't do anything for a few days. I don't understand it, but it happens like that. So you also have to have some type of time in the day that you exercise, a time that you can exercise and that you want to exercise, and make it happen. And again, guys, you have to be conscious of it and stick to what you're doing. Stick to it. Don't give up. At least do it for 21 days, because the experts say it takes about 21 days for a new activity to become a habit. So you want it to become a habit. And then you got to go the whole half a year, 6 months, for it to become part of your personality. All right, number 10, keep trying. All right, if you have totally run out of steam when it comes to keeping your resolution by mid-February, don't despair. Start over again. Recommit yourself for 24 hours. You can do anything for 24 hours. The 24-hour increments will soon build on each other, and before you know it, you'll be back on track. Okay? So what are your 2016 goals? Share them with people and start getting support from other people. Okay? Then turn your action plan, turn your goals into action. Okay, work out at home. A lot of people say, I'm going to the gym. I got to get me a gym membership so I can go to the gym. No, you don't. You can work out at home. Save that money. The money that you would have spent on a gym membership, put it in your savings account. every month like you would have paid in the gym. Put it in your savings account, okay? And do your stuff at home, because I'm sure that you have some type of exercise equipment at home. And then there are things now. I have a six-minute workout that I do every morning that's starting to tone me up again. And it has nothing. I don't need any exercise equipment. I don't need any trainer or nothing like that to do it. I just follow each one of the exercises and take little short breaks in between. And then I've got them all done in 6 minutes. I mean, I can do that, right? So that's you know, my goal for 2016, and I'm sharing it with you guys, is to tone my body and lose about 18 pounds. And I'm trying to lose 18 pounds by my birthday in May. Okay? I can do that. I've actually lost, before, I lost 16 pounds in a week. And I did it by using this diet called a Sacred Heart Diet. You guys can look it up. You just Google Sacred Heart Diet. And I did that, and I went strictly by that diet for 7 days. The first 3 days were the toughest, but I made it through. Once I got through those first 3 days, the last four were easy. And I went through the whole week, and I lost 6 pounds in that week. That was awesome. But what happened was that next week, I started doing the stuff I was doing before, and that killed it. Right? That killed it. So you know, and because, you know, like the experts say, it takes about 21 days for a new activity to become a habit. I didn't do it for 21 days. If I had tried this for 21 days, I believe that I would have continued to lose weight. But I don't want to lose weight at that rate, okay? But I do want to lose by my birthday, okay? So that's my goal for 2016, not only the losing weight, but also my savings. And maybe we'll, I have about 10 minutes, not quite 10 minutes left in the show. The show should be coming to an end here soon. Well, I got a 45-minute show today, but maybe tomorrow or the next day or so, we'll talk about saving money, how to save money. And, you know, the biggest thing about saving money is people say that they can't save money. You can save money, and you can save a lot of money. And it's not because you don't make enough money. I don't care how much money you make, how little money you make. I don't care how big money you make. You can save money because people spend money on things that they want to spend money on. If you want to spend money and put it in your savings account, you can do that. If you want to spend money on a new pair of Jordans, then you're not going to save money. Okay? People spend money for things that they want to spend money on. Right? I know I do. Okay? So, I think that if you get in a habit of putting a little money back every pay period, okay, you know, you'll feel a whole lot better about yourself, because if you put 10% of your paycheck back each pay period, then in a few months you'll have a nice little chunk of change. And if something happens, something go wrong with your car or whatever, you'll have that little chunk of change to pop out and get it fixed right there on the spot. Or you might not need to touch that little chunk of change. You got money that you can use to get that car fixed and not even touch your savings. That's what I'm talking about, guys. And that's how we got to go. All right. So I'm going to shut down the show now. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Take care of yourselves. Have a great day today. Remember, this 2016, and we're going to start our New Year's resolutions. Hey, this is Frank. I'm over.